You're listening to Insights with Exonia Bank, a series of conversations from our experienced team of bankers. Today's featured guest is Alan Sinesco, an employment law attorney at Wessels Sherman Law Office in Oconomowoc. Alan spoke with Ryan Myrie, Senior Vice President and General Counsel, and Becky Messman, Senior Vice President and Director of Human Resources, about the challenges employers are facing regarding the COVID-19 vaccine and workplace safety. Alan provides context from a legal standpoint on what employers can and can't do based on the current law. I'm happy to introduce Ryan, Becky, and Alan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ryan Myrie, Senior Vice President and General Counsel for Exonia Bank. I'm happy to be here today with Becky Messman.
Hi, everyone. I'm Becky Messman, Director of Human Resources, and I oversee the retail branches here at the Exonia Bank.
And also with us today is Al Sinesco. He's an employment law attorney with the Wessels Sherman Law Firm in Oconomowoc.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Al, for taking the time to chat with us today. Why don't we start off by learning a little bit more about you and your practice?
I basically represent employers in employment law matters. I've been practicing for over 37 years, and that's essentially all I've been doing for 37 years is representing employers throughout the state of Wisconsin, in some cases nationally, on basically any areas related to labor and employment law that arise in the work environment.
Great. We've certainly appreciated your counsel throughout the years.
Thank you.
So the past 18 months have been interesting, to say the least. As we near the end of this summer, one issue that seems to be on the mind of many employers and employees is the COVID vaccine issue. What are some employer experiences and maybe challenges with the vaccine that you've heard from your clients?
Sure. Well, as you're probably aware, the whole issue of vaccination is a little controversial. And it's interesting because, you know, with the whole COVID challenge, I think that employers, you know, were able to adapt their work environments to address the crisis fairly well in terms of the actions that needed to be taken, the precautions, et cetera. And you kind of thought that once the vaccines came around, everything was going to be good. And yet it seems like the issue of vaccination is creating probably the biggest challenges to employers in the whole crisis in terms of what to do about this. You've got an employer has its obligation under the Occupational Safety and Health Act and otherwise to provide employees and, well, basically to provide employees in a place of employment that's free from recognized hazard. You have to have an obligation to provide a safe work environment. So one of those obligations is obviously to keep your employees safe from the threat and the spread of COVID. And so here we go. We think we got a vaccine. We've done all the precautions and the masks and social distancing and ventilation and all of those precautions that were taken. So the final step is, you know, vaccination. And lo and behold, now we have a whole section of our society that is resistant to obtaining the vaccination, which is putting employers in a very difficult spot. You've got your obligation to provide that safe work environment and safety to your customers and clients, and you have employees who are also resistant to get the vaccine, which then could potentially put customers at risk or other employees at risk. For example, I've just lately been dealing with a client in the service industry, similar to any HVAC company, plumbing, carpenters, where they're going into people's homes or going into environments where they're exposed to people other than their own employees. And their customers or clients or the other businesses they're going into are saying, you do not send anyone here unless they're vaccinated. So you've got a carpenter, if you've got a whole, you know, group of carpenters and employees or plumbers or whatever the case may be, and the majority of them don't want to be vaccinated, how do you serve those customers who are demanding that only vaccinated employees enter their facility or their home?
Yeah, different situation than the what we've thought of, you know, being in an office environment.
Sure.
Just kind of a different take on the similar issue,
right.
But
well, then you have the other problem is, okay, so do we mandate the vaccine? And then what happens if the people who happen to be our best employees are the ones that don't want to get it? And I think you're seeing a lot of that kind of in the healthcare industry now where, yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying, I'm ready to leave rather than take the vaccine, and you're losing labor is hard enough to find nowadays to have to lose it over an issue like this. So it's a very tough issue.
Absolutely. So those are some general, I guess, experiences or challenges that you've seen employers facing. Becky has a couple of kind of more specific pointed legal type questions.
Yes. Do you mind if I ask you just a couple questions regarding the vaccine? So can an employer mandate a vaccine as condition of employment?
The simple answer to that is yes. You know, in some respects, as we have this discussion today, the legal questions are easier to answer than the practical ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from a very simple proposition, there is no law that prohibits an employer from requiring or mandating that a person be vaccinated as a condition of employment. As you know, most of the employment laws prohibit discrimination against someone on the basis of their race, color, disability, et cetera. But being vaccinated is not a protected category, nor is requiring a vaccination a process that is also regulated. In fact, it may be novel to some employers, but employers, for example, in the healthcare industry have been mandating vaccines forever, you know, flu vaccines, hepatitis vaccines, everybody else, and it's never been an issue. But this is a unique situation we're in.
Right, definitely. Thank you. Can an employee be terminated if they refuse to receive the mandated vaccine?
Again, the simple answer is yes. Another way, you know, for example, if you're the contractor that's going into homes and businesses and people are requiring vaccines, maybe you're not going to terminate people, but if they're not vaccinated, they're not qualified or eligible to do that work. So it may not be a situation where they're terminated, but there's no work for them to do anymore because the majority of the jobs require vaccines. So whether it be maybe a termination or a layoff, but yes, the very simple matter is, you know, you can be terminated for not having a vaccine.
Okay, thank you.
Kind of spinning off of that, is in some areas of the law, there's a requirement of employers to provide an accommodation of some sort. Does that play into this at all?
Absolutely. You know, and maybe I should have mentioned that in my prior answer, but yes, while an employer can terminate somebody for refusing a vaccine, if an employee has a religious objection or if they're refusing the vaccine based upon a sincerely held religious belief, or it's required as an accommodation of a disability, then you have an obligation to make an accommodation to that belief, which could, you know, potentially either require having them work remotely, or it's going to depend on the business, you know, wear a mask and be isolated, et cetera. But therein also lies a problem in terms of, well, what's a sincerely held religious belief? It's got to be something that's related to the doctrine of the church, and rather than just somebody walking and saying, hey, it's against my religion. And the same thing with a disability. You know, you're probably going to need something from a doctor that would show what the risk is associated with that vaccine relative to that person's underlying disability. So, but those are going to be the more rare cases rather than the norm.
Yeah, yeah. But essentially then, if an employer does decide to mandate it, it's absent one of those exceptions, there are no other accommodations really that an employer would have to make, right?
Offering
them remote work, if someone didn't want it, let's say.
And again, you know, I don't believe in it. It's against my political beliefs. Mm-hmm. I believe it's unconstitutional. Any kind of legal objections that they have isn't going to cut it, because there really is no legal basis for doing it. Somebody can have a political belief or any other belief, and that's fine. But then they're also welcome to work somewhere else.
Okay.
So can an employer inquire about or require proof of a vaccine? You know, say the company has decided to mandate that an employee then needs to show proof. Can that be required to show that proof, or can they simply just go to the employer and say, yes, I have been vaccinated?
No, an employer can require proof. You can make inquiries about their vaccination status or require proof of the vaccine. You have to remember that their employee's status as vaccinated or not vaccinated or vaccine status would be a medical record. So you'd have to keep it confidential and not disclose it to other people, but it doesn't prohibit you from asking about it or obtaining information about it. Now, likewise, if you're obtaining information about the vaccine, you also have to be careful not to inquire about other disability-related conditions or issues in connection with your simple question of whether you're vaccinated or not, unless, again, the accommodation issue about a disability comes into play. So you can require, you can make the inquiries, you can require, you know, vaccination as a, you know, of job applicants or whatever, where you might want to give priority to the people who have the vaccine and require proof of it. It's just, again, remembering that once it's provided, it's kept along with the employee's medical file.
And kind of touching on that too, as far as having that those medical records, there is no HIPAA violation to keeping those records. Is that true?
No, the HIPAA really regulates the disclosure of health information to other individuals. So if you obtain it and you keep it confidential, there's not going to be a HIPAA issue there. And I mean, if you kind of think about it in the connection with, you know, basic pre-placement medical exams, you go in for a physical prior to starting work, there's all kinds of medical questions asked. And, you know, there's no law that you're not prohibited from doing that. That's permissible under the ADA, but you just have to keep that information confidential and separate from everything else. So same thing with the vaccine.
As far as OSHA, what is OSHA's position on all of the mandating of the vaccine?
Sure. And they just, you know, as everyone knows, this is kind of always an evolving issue. And OSHA has waded into the vaccine issue, but put its just toe in the water more than jumping in. OSHA's official position on the vaccine, in accordance with it, the most recent guidance that it just issued quite recently, is that it encourages employers to, first it says it encourages employers to incentivize employees to get the vaccine. And then it later goes on and says it strongly encourages employers to mandate the vaccine. I've got it right here with me. I can read the exact sentence. It says, "Finally, OSHA suggests that employers consider adopting policies that require workers to get vaccinated or undergo regular COVID testing, in addition to mask wearing and physical distancing if they remain unvaccinated." So they're not going to mandate it, but they're strongly encouraged, you know, the position is really try to get your employees vaccinated, offer incentives, encourage them, consider adopting a policy that mandates vaccines. So that's the official OSHA position on it. And again, that's all part of, you know, what they believe is an employer's obligation to provide a safe place of employment.
Besides OSHA, are there any other regulatory agencies or guidance that an employer should consider? I know here at the bank, we've, you know, throughout the pandemic, we've tried to follow the guidance of the CDC in terms of masking, social distancing, that sort of thing, which granted is always evolving a little bit, but are there any other agencies out there to consider that are putting out guidance for employers?
Well, and if you look through, you know, OSHA, Department of Labor, all of it's kind of circular and it ends up all referring back to, you know, the CDC guidelines and much of what OSHA's recommendations and guidelines are all just follow what the CDC recommendations are. So you just see it in just the same different versions of the same precautions in terms of masking, social distancing, ventilation, sanitation procedures, you know, segregation of people who've tested positive or had a close contact, you know, things like that. It's the same principles just appearing under different agencies, so to speak.
Yeah. I think we've all seen in the news, you know, the big headlines of the major medical providers requiring their employees be vaccinated recently. Some other, what I would call large companies, are kind of following, at least in some ways, Walmart and some others that are national type companies or international even. What are you seeing from employers like us, the local, maybe smaller employers? Have any of them started mandating yet? Is it a a mix? Are people waiting?
I think your observation is absolutely correct. I think healthcare providers have a little different interest in doing it, obviously because of the nature of what they do. And you know, the big nationwide Walmarts or whatever, but the general businesses that I've generally worked with or I've seen, I think most are kind of reluctant to mandate the vaccine out of, you know, well, I suppose part of it's respect for their employees' opinions, but probably as a more practical circumstances, they can't afford to lose the employees in this day and age. So they're going to encourage it, incentivize it, but maybe do everything other than one step below, you know, mandate up to below mandating it just because. And I think everybody's, you know, business is a little different. You have to see what works for you. If you're a manufacturer and you've got people working in a closed environment in relative close proximity to each other, that even perhaps you can only do so much with distancing and masks, there might be more of a need there than, you know, the bank or a big office environment where people are working in separate offices all the time. Right. So I think it's what is most important is you just evaluate your workplace, the nature of your operation, what the nature of the exposure is and the threat that's presented, and tailor your policy accordingly with, of course, following the guidance of, you know, OSHA and the CDC of trying to encourage the vaccinations.
Okay. Do you have any other recommendations for an employer a smaller employer trying to navigate this kind of uncharted territory?
I think that, well, like I just said, I think you have to evaluate your work environment and really evaluate the threat, but also kind of be judicious about what you read and evaluate as to what the threats are and aren't and what the source is, and, you know, try to make really informed decisions about what you're going to do. You know, but keeping you know, is most important, an eye on the fact that you've got an obligation to keep your employees safe, as well as, you know, the frequenters to your premises or the people that they're going to be exposed to, whether it's people coming in to the bank, for example, or to your restaurant, or, you know, the service people who are going out into homes or businesses and you know, servicing them, you know, and so everybody's, you know, different. I mean, you know, with the Delta virus, now look at how might that impact a childcare provider, you know, if now we can think that this Delta thing can get passed on to kids. Does that provider who has all the individuals working with those kids all day have a greater interest in mandating a vaccine than, you know, a business where people are just working in offices basically all day long, not exposed to anybody other than their coworkers? So it's again, I think it's a very individualized decision that's got to be made.
Definitely. Very complicated decision as well.
Absolutely.
There's no simple answer for this.
Not without controversy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking your time to sit here with us today and discuss this matter that I think is touching everybody in some way. It's kind of hard to avoid. So we, as always, appreciate your insights and guidance.
My pleasure. Anything you can try to add some clarity to this difficult situation is my pleasure to do. And hopefully, you know, we're all going to get through this eventually, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Let's hope so.
Yes, thank you very much, Al, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be sharing more stories in the episodes ahead. So if you like the information you heard today, please make sure to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Wishing you all continued success. We'll talk to you soon.